Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, January 15th. Hope you're well. Coming up.
If they were to create a further Super Junior role to accommodate the Healy Rays, it would mean changing legislation.
Deal done on forming a new government and South Korea's president is arrested. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the parties set to form the next government will begin ratifying the draft deal today. Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the regional independent group came to an agreement on a programme for government yesterday. Overnight, Kerry TDs Michael and Danny Healy-Rae also confirmed a deal to support the new government. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Micheál Martin is now quite firmly set to be returned as Taoiseach this day next week when the Dáil sits for the first time this year. The deal with the regional independents is set to bring their 7 votes on board with the promise of 2 super junior ministries and 2 further junior ministerial positions. A political agreement among the parties will also see the VAT rate for the hospitality sector fall back to 9% at the next budget. The full text of the programme for government will go to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs today as they hold parliamentary party meetings to begin the ratification process. While the regional independents will also meet to get final sign-off from its TDs. Fine Gael will hold regional meetings over the coming days to give members a vote, while Fianna Fáil has planned a special ordesh for Sunday.
The regional independents will take 2 super junior ministries. Independent TD Barry Heenahan says a lot has been secured by the negotiating team.
It's a diverse group of people. I think that's what independents really add to the table, is it's not a hive mind of a party. It's a group of individual people representing different areas, different experiences. And it was very good. Like, I'm not going to say it was all easy. We didn't agree on everything, but we met and we put aside differences and got to always had the Irish people at the centre of our formation.
In other news, South Korea's president has been arrested over his short-lived attempt at imposing martial law in the country. Police had become engaged in a standoff with Yoon Suk-yeol's security service at his official office. Hours later, hundreds of officers used ladders to climb over barriers. In a message recorded shortly before he was arrested, Mr. Yoon claims the rule of law had completely collapsed.
Today, upon witnessing these individuals invading the security zone using firefighting equipment, I decided to comply, despite it being an illegal investigation, in order to prevent any unfortunate and violent incidents.
Los Angeles Fire Department is warning life-threatening and destructive winds are continuing to fan flames. 88,000 people are still under evacuation orders in LA, with authorities saying the situation remains critical. Many residents are still banned from returning to their damaged homes. Joel Pollack's home is still standing, but most of his son's classmates aren't as lucky.
In my son's class of 23, only 2 still have homes. Right now, they're moving to an alternate site a few miles away, so the children will be together. They desperately want to be together. They've been connecting on Zoom. Even though all of them hate school on Zoom, it's been wonderful to see them connect to one another.
The Dublin Airport Authority has accused Fingal County Council of a snakes and ladder approach to planning. Council planners last night rejected a DAA application to raise the annual passenger cap from 32 to 36 million passengers, saying it was invalid for failing to comply with regulations. The DAA responded, saying it was baffled and bewildered by what it described as a bizarre flip-flop by the council, claiming planners had already confirmed the validity of the application in December and earlier this month. The US Secretary of State says he believes a ceasefire deal in Gaza will be reached. Anthony Blinken has been speaking in Washington as delegates from both Israel and Hamas negotiate in Qatar. It's understood the key terms of the deal have now been agreed and the final stages are being ironed out. Anthony Blinken says the last 16 months have come at a tremendous and excruciating cost.
For those with loved ones and friends still being held hostage, every day brings more anguish from not knowing if their loved ones are suffering or even alive. The ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza has inflicted immeasurable suffering on Palestinian civilians, children, women, men, trapped in a conflict they did not start and are powerless to stop.
3 men are being questioned in Dublin following major searches in Coolock and Raheny by Gardaí targeting organised crime gangs. Drugs, jewellery, designer clothing and power tools worth over €370,000 were seized, along with weapons and cars. Tina Gates has more.
150 Gardaí were involved in searches and raids at 39 separate locations. Gardaí seized cannabis with an approximate value of €160,000, cocaine worth €22,000, designer watches and clothing worth €161,000, and industrial power tools worth €30,000. They also seized three cars and a number of weapons. Gardaí members attached to the Social Welfare Investigation Unit also identified a number of suspected fraudulent claims, which are now being examined. One man aged in his 20s was arrested and charged in connection with the searches, and two men in their 20s and 30s were arrested on outstanding warrants.
Pub owners say another hike in the price of a pint is a blow to an industry already on its knees. Diageo's putting up the price of its draft products, including Guinness, by 6 cents per pint from February 3rd. The Vintners Federation of Ireland says small pubs are at breaking point and many will not survive. VFI CEO Pat Crotty says publicans are being squeezed from every angle.
Any increase is either going to be absorbed or passed on. If it's absorbed, it damages margin, it damages sustainability, it damages the capacity of that business to survive. And if passed on, it also has the potential to damage the business because there are a lot of customers out there who are feeling the pinch and who may decide if the price goes up again, they're going to drink less or less often or whatever.
In entertainment news, this year's BAFTA film nominations will be announced later. Conclave, The Brutalist and Emilia Perez are among the films expected to lead the pack. The awards ceremony will take place on February 16th. And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool remains 6 points clear of Nottingham Forest at the top of the Premier League. Diogo Jota headed an equaliser for the leaders after Chris Wood had put Forest in front. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says their opponents are firmly in the title race.
You have to give credit again to Nottingham because the way they defend, they throw themselves in front of every shot, in front of every cross. And then there's a goalkeeper that has an outstanding season this year and tonight again. It's not what we wanted. We wanted to have 3 points, but in the end, they gave it all they got.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.